Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour number one in the can. Hour number two begins. 3:01 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matthew Scraby. What's so funny, dude?
Did begins? You say begins?
Begins.
You kind of said that.
I did.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
And I'm not really fond of hour number one in the can. Kind of makes me think of going to the toilet.
I'm sorry. When you lead off hour number four, you are welcome to lead it off however
right,
you want.
I will. I will not say that the first 2 hours of the show are in the can.
As a matter of fact, I think I stole that from you, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, the plot thickens.
I'm pretty sure I stole that from you.
Uh-oh. That's...
So I thought it was all good.
It must be. Yeah.
It was all good just a week ago.
It's an excellent open. Excellent.
3:01 on the clock. Daily
I'm
Gambit.
Rethinking myself here.
Daily Gambit coming your way. Scraby is feverishly right now putting together some prop bets. Some new ones just came to light.
Yeah, we're gonna actually hold the prop bets until tomorrow.
There are so many good ones. Games.
Yeah,
it's just
we're gonna
crazy.
Dive in this tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah,
crazy.
But no, we're going to have tonight, we're going to have some San Diego State bets. We're going to have some five-star BetQL NBA bets.
All right, are you going to have any Academy Award Best Picture bets?
Do you guys remember our countdown on that one?
Yeah.
We did a Best Picture countdown, I feel like.
Yeah, we've done that before. The movie Everything, Everywhere, All at Once is a heavy favorite to win Best Picture.
Never even heard of that.
You've never even heard of it.
No,
Tony, have you heard of it?
I would be lying if I said yes.
Wow, that's crazy. I did try to watch it.
I recall you saying you really try to watch the movies that come up as best
Academy Awards stuff.
Yeah.
And so when I heard about Everything Everywhere All at Once, I'll be honest with you, it is so crazy strange to me that I don't think I could describe to you all what it's about.
Oh, that crazy.
I really don't think I could describe it all about what it's about. It's really weird. But man, everybody loves it. It's a heavy favorite in the DraftKings Sportsbook to win Best Picture. Top Gun Maverick.
I saw that. That was good.
Third choice.
I told you guys I wasn't going to go see it
because
I thought the first one was overrated.
I love Top Gun Maverick.
Second one was good.
Second one was really great. Are the Academy Awards going to learn that the best movie of the year is the one that everybody wants to watch, which is Top Gun Maverick?
Yeah, they're never going to learn that.
I don't think they will. I don't think they're ever going to learn that.
Well, bet on it. I mean, if you want to.
I'm not going to because it's not going to win. Because that Everything Everywhere All at Once is going to
Scraby, I think you should. I think... Just knowing you, first of all, every movie you've ever seen is the greatest movie.
Every movie. Top Gun Maverick,
best movie I've ever seen.
Well, every movie. So it's really hard to take you seriously when you say that's a great movie because you think all movies are great. I would think you would like Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I'm looking at it right now.
It looks like your kind of thing. I think it's, I don't want to say it's from a comic book, but it's a superhero type of weird superhero featurette. It's weird, but people are loving it. I don't understand it. Here's the
synopsis on IMDb. A middle-aged...
Wait, IMDb?
Internet Movie Database. You never go there?
No.
Oh, you should, because IMDb is great for, what was that guy in what movie was that? And then you look and they have a list of every movie that they have.
Let me see the page.
There. IMDb. It's like yellow. Yeah, no. It's got all their movies.
Oh, no, I've gone there. I just didn't know it was...
Yeah, it's called IMDb.
What does it say about Everything Everywhere All at Once? Because I wouldn't know how to explain it.
A middle-aged Chinese immigrant is swept up into an insane adventure in which she alone can save existence by exploring other universes and connecting with the lives she could have led. Yes, I'm in. I'm going to watch it.
All right. Well, you please watch it, and then please explain it to me. Because if that synopsis
there's
explained
no way
it Scraby's to anybody,
be able to play, explain it. It.
Right? Does that synopsis tell you anything?
Give it to me again.
A middle-aged Chinese immigrant is swept up into an insane adventure in which she alone can save existence by exploring other universes and connecting with the lives she could have led. So she's visiting. What it sounds like to me
it's going
is
in the future and back in the future.
She's going different parallel universes and seeing where she was at. This is without any other information. I just heard of this
movie. You're right. This is what she's doing in the movie.
Parallel universes.
She's going to all kinds of different universes, and she's involved in all kinds of the strangest. Anyway, Scraby,
okay,
check
I'm
it
watch
out
it.
And give
I'm
me
watch
a,
it.
This sounds like your type of movie.
I'm going to watch it. I believe it's on. Available on Showtime. Shouldn't be too hard for you to find.
I do have Showtime.
Should be able to find it.
All right.
We probably should get into the Daily Gambit.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go to the Daily Gambit.
Okay.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit, it's our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. And please remember, everybody, to gamble responsibly. Last night, the Clippers and the Lakers, we talked about it earlier today. The Clippers were 5-point favorites in this game. Chris and Tony took the Lakers. I took the Clippers. Clippers 133-115 over the Lake Show.
Win for you.
Tony gave me a dirty look.
Dirty signal?
Yes, dirty signal. We need to start calling it a dirty signal because that is a good way of explaining it. Next one was Bulls and the Pacers. The Pacers were at home, and they were underdogs by 1.5 points. Chris took the Bulls. Tony took the Bulls. I took the Pacers. Pacers won and covered 116-110. Yeah. So
only time you'll ever that have two pieces of things right in the NBA over me and Chris.
Very I'm just going to go opposite of you guys.
That was
rest
a painful
time.
Loss. Bulls led by 21
Did
points.
Did they?
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Yeah.
That one
ridiculous.
Hurt.
That one hurt.
That's the one thing about the NBA. When no matter what the team is, if they get on a heater,
they can wipe out a 21-point lead.
It's
quick.
Gone. Yeah, and it might be. You might not ever be able to recover from it either.
No,
the Denver
loss.
Nuggets were in New Orleans to play the Pelicans, and the Pelicans were underdogs in this game by 1 point. We all went with the Nuggies. The Nuggets won 99-98. So they
pushed. Push.
Yeah, so yeah. I got all three of those right.
You did not. You don't. You know what? If you would have had a parlay,
it's bogey golf.
If you had a parlay and two wins and a push, you lose. You got to win all.
Well,
three.
That wasn't a parlay. Those were three separate.
I'm
bets.
Just saying, if you had a parlay, you would have lost.
And you didn't
oh,
win
oh,
that.
Thanks for notifying me.
And
of
you
that.
Didn't,
well,
and,
I wasn't
and you didn't
sure.
win that one either by itself. You pushed. Sorry,
no, I got my money back.
Whatever.
Got my money back.
Not if you had a parlay, you wouldn't have got your money back. You would have cashed it all in. Zero Whatever. For you.
Never mind.
Nothing. You'll get nothing in like it.
Tonight, Utah State, San Diego State from the campus of San Diego State University at Viejas Arena. San Diego State, 7-point favorites in this game, Chris.
Well, I can't bet against the Aztecs, but 7's a lot against a team that's 16-4. We talked about Utah State doesn't have the same strength of schedule, but strength of schedule tells me a little. It doesn't tell me everything. I mean, Utah State's obviously got a pretty good team. You know what? I'll take Utah State.
Whoa.
Just to keep it close and jinx the Aztecs into covering.
Whoa! Tony?
I think the Aztecs cover.
All right.
I think they win by 10.
I think the Aztecs
win by 10.
I think the Aztecs win by 12.
12?
Mm.
Yeah. Wow. You know what? If the Aztecs win by 12, I'm not coming in tomorrow.
Okay.
Between the combination of that and the 49ers getting ready for the NFC Championship, it would be too much for me to bear.
Bang, bang, Niner guy.
Nets, Sixers.
Wait, tomorrow you're going to play that and the Aztec fight song.
I'm gonna hold off on playing Bang Bang Niner game a lot
you're
until
gonna
Friday.
Wait until Friday?
Yes, okay. Until Friday. Nets and Sixers tonight in Philadelphia. Get it, guys? I said Philadelphia. Five-star bet on BetQL to take the six-point favorites in this game. Tony.
6-point favorites at home against the Nets, who are struggling since Mr. Kevin Durant went down. I will take the Sixers at home.
Sixers.
They're going to get a chance to see the trades right now, right? Harden.
Oh, yeah.
For Ben Simmons. Let's see who has a better night.
That is fun. Chris, who do you got in this game?
I can't possibly take Ben Simmons' side, so I'll have to take the Sixers as well.
I'm tempted to take Ben Simmons'
go
side.
Go for it.
But no, I'm not go going against
to. It won you two games yesterday.
No, I don't believe it. Sixers, I don't believe it. Nuggets and Bucks tonight. 5-star bet. Bucks are 10-point favorites in this game.
Man.
I know, right? Is someone sitting out for the Nuggets?
Jokic
yes.
must be
no,
sitting out.
Not for the Nuggets, for the Bucks. Not for. Well,
but
no.
why would the Bucks
Let's
are 10-point
out.
Favorites?
Let's find out.
It's a 5-star bet to bet on the Nuggets plus 10.
Sure
so
seems like it would be.
I'm going to take the Nuggets. Chris.
I'm going to pass to Tony for a minute and do a little research.
Okay.
That, you got to know who's not playing in that. There's something amiss there.
Yeah.
There's
I know
no way the Bucks would ever be 10-point favorites over the Nuggets, who have the best team in the league.
I
the
know.
The second best record in the league.
I know that Portis for the Bucks, who was a big energy guy for them, Bobby Portis, he's out for 2 weeks. Just messed up his MCL last game. So I'm going to say the Nuggets cover.
All right.
Nuggets are getting 10 points, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Plus 10.
Yeah, this is, there's something wrong.
Right?
I'll take the Bucks.
There's something we don't know.
Yeah, there's something we don't know. Also, I'll take the Bucks.
You're going to take the Bucks.
And give 10. That just seems ridiculous.
Wait, you're taking the
The Bucks are favored by 10.
Yeah, okay. And you're taking the Bucks.
That makes no sense, but I'm still taking the Bucks.
It makes no sense.
There's something wrong.
All right.
Jokic is questionable with a hamstring injury.
Well, he played last night. I mean, he's going
to. Well, that's
play
probably
tonight.
Why. If he
back
played last night, back to back,
hamstring injury,
he might
he's
be
out.
Sitting out.
He's out.
Taking the Bucks. Don't
yeah,
say
take
he's
an,
out.
I'll
no,
take
he's
when
not officially out. No, he's not officially out. I'm just
you don't
saying.
Know if he's out. There's nowhere does it say that he's out.
It doesn't say anything about it.
Not yet.
I'm going to take the Nuggets because
I'm taking the Nuggets.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Come on,
TJ. Yeah, yeah.
Let's go.
Now, last year in the playoffs, in the NBA playoffs,
let's ride.
Let's ride.
This was a highly contested matchup. There were a lot of tempers that flared. The Warriors and the Grizzlies. Warriors are at home, 3.5-point favorites in this one. But the BetQL 5-star bet says take Grizzlies plus 3.5. The Warriors are, like, incredible at home, and they stink on the road.
The Warriors.
Yes, we already went through that, and then they immediately lost a home game after we
played
it
lost,
out.
Like, I think it was, like, 3 straight home games right after we brought that up. Is it me?
Yeah, yeah.
The one thing the Nuggets do, or excuse me, the Golden State Warriors have paid close attention to is Ja Morant's comments about not needing to worry about anybody in the West.
Ooh. Yeah, that's
the last time they played, Golden State hammered them. So I'm going to go, and now they're at home. I'm definitely going to say Golden State does the same thing.
Me too. Bang, bang, Warrior gang.
Bang,
Chris.
Bang,
I'm going to have to go with the Warriors as well. You look at the Grizzlies. Here's a quick stat. They're 15-13 against Western teams. That's not very good. They're really beating up on the East. They've lost 3 in a row. Warriors at home. All of those things conspire to give it to the Warriors.
All right, real quick before we get to break, because we have Yummy Morris coming on the show here at 3:20. I just wanted to say, give you those hypothetical hypothetical matchups for the Super Bowl. Bengals, Eagles. Eagles are favored 1.5 points. Bengals, Niners. Niners are favored by 1 point. Chiefs, Eagles. Eagles favored by 1 point. Chiefs, Niners. Chiefs favored by 1 point.
So everything will be a 1 point spread in the Super Bowl.
Except for Bengals, Eagles. That's a 1.5.
That's a 1.5.
In favor of?
The Eagles. The Eagles. Eagles.
All right. Fair enough. Nice daily gambit there.
Thanks. Tomorrow, heavy, heavy NFL prop bets.
Heavy prop bets coming up tomorrow.
Yep.
We'll get to break right now. When we come back, Yummy Morris, Aztecs women's basketball, joins the show after you hear some traffic.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're going to go ahead and put another segment of the show into the can here. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby as well. San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3. We are excited to have on the program here, joining us on the premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, San Diego State Aztec senior center, Yummy Morris, joins us here on the program. Yummy, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm just currently sitting outside, taking up the nice weather. We've had really good weather the past 2 days, so I'm just soaking it up.
Soaking it up. Yeah, very good thinking, Yummy. And you guys are soaking up a great season so far. I mean, 16-5, you've been playing great from the get-go. You started 9-1, which was the best start this program's had in many years. And you guys are sitting right there, second place, just a little bit behind UNLV in the conference. How much fun are you and the rest of this team having right now?
I feel like I've definitely fallen back in love with basketball again, and it's really just due to the amazing people that I've just been surrounded around. And I feel like just loving basketball and having fun on the court with people that you can trust 100% has literally been the key to success in our team.
Yummy, you're coming from TCU where you transferred after graduating. Congratulations on that. What's been your impression of San Diego so far?
For one, the weather. The weather's amazing here. It's nothing like Texas at all. Literally, like, the sun all seasons. That's been really great. And just, like, for me, the people, they've been very accepting, took me in with open arms, and that's what I most appreciate about San Diego.
Yeah, I mean, what's been the key to success for this team this year? I mean, you guys have five fifth-year seniors, transposing my numbers there. Six fifth-year seniors. But it's a veteran team, but you guys have all just started to get to know each other. How did you come together so quickly?
I feel like, one, with all of us being a veteran team and being, like, a little bit older, we all know the importance of relationship, the importance of hard work, the importance of showing up for one another. And I feel like as an older team, those are things that we've really decided to value, including defense, because we all know that defense wins championships, not alone, and not just games alone. And we've kind of just been trying to fuel our offense through our defense.
Now, Yummy, you're listed at 6'2". On a daily basis, when you guys have games at least, you're tasked with taking on the opposing center. Just talk about battling down there in that paint, and you're usually the only one that's down there.
Well, coming from the Big 12, I was always an undersized post player. So I had to be greedy, and I had to be nitty, and I had to get on people's nerves. I had to talk to them. I had to, like, get in their shorts pretty much. So being able to take that type of work, hard work and that effort from the Big 12 and applying that here into the Mountain West, I feel like it's helped me be very successful. Definitely been aggressive and definitely trying to outwork my opponent.
She's one of the most pleasant players on the San Diego State women's basketball team that is full of them. She's a graduate student, as Tony pointed out, and she's studying to eventually one day Maybe open her own clothing brand or develop her own clothing brand representing the taller community. First of all, I think it's a tremendous idea, Yummy. And if I had the money, I would invest in it. But I can tell you right now, Tony does have the money. So if you want to ask him, you might be able to get a backer.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Well, that's fair enough. Once you get done with this season, come holler at me. We'll
come
talk
holler
about
at
it.
Him. But tell us a little bit I'll about your idea. I love it. I love the idea.
I feel like being a girl that's above the masses, in the mass market, a tall girl is considered 5'8". I'm 6 foot. 5'8" is not tall for me. And I just want every girl, every high school girl, every middle school girl to feel comfortable in their skin through their clothing. And that's what's most important to me is, you know, making that girl see someone or see people that look like her. So yeah, that's my goal.
Yummy Morris joins us here forward for the women's Aztec basketball team. And Yummy, you mentioned falling back in love with the game. That insinuates that there might have been a time where you kind of fell out of love with the game. Just talk about finding that love again and really the year that you're having. You're having a good season.
This past summer, I got the opportunity to work with Michael, who's over at the It Skills Foundation. He definitely just continued to pour into me, helped me rebuild my confidence for myself and not depending on other people to do that. Like having those trainers and the coaching staff to like enjoy you as a person rather than just a player. Like, I understand that sports can be a business. It can be very political as well, but not forgetting that we are still people at the end of the day, and we're not just, you know, objects and an ingredient that needs to be put into the pot. That has really allowed me to fall back in love with basketball because I'm loving the people that I'm around. And I feel like people makes your experience 1,000 times better than just the sport itself.
Yummy Morris, well-spoken, center forward for the Aztec women's basketball team. They're 16-5, and they're playing Fresno State tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at Viejas Arena. If you want to get out and watch this team play, they're having a great season. The other component for you, Yummy, is the fact that your adopted sister is Alex Crane, and she started at TCU. She came to San Diego State a couple of years ago, and now you're playing alongside your adopted sister. That's a feeling I know you cherish.
Yeah, it's definitely a blessing. Not everyone gets to leave college playing with their sibling or someone that they love and they trust and they definitely cherish. Like, I want to go out on a bang. I'm striving for championships, and I want to pull my team along with me. I want to pull my sister along with me. Like, this is my last go-around, and to be able to play with her, and I know her skill set. She knows my skill set. Like, it's honestly – it's magic if we really, you know, continue to get the opportunities to show it and showcase it.
Yeah, I mean, you talked about what you liked about the city, but I'm sure as you started looking around, you had other options in terms of what school you wanted to transfer to. What was it about outside of the weather? What was it about San Diego State that really caught your eye?
Like I continue to talk about people. Family is something that I need, a family away from my family, because I mean, we're here, what, 10 months out of the year?
Yeah.
Basketball is an all year round sport. So just being around people that I feel like I can create those genuine relationships with, not just as, you know, a network for me in the future, but people that I can eventually invite to my wedding or invite to a baby shower if I decide to have kids when I'm 30.
When you get older.
Let me put that in there.
When you're 30,
but,
okay.
just the relationship. It wasn't so much about the environment that I was in. I mean, yes, it is, of course, in San Diego, but it's also about like just the people that I'm going to be around.
Well, you did a great job on the interview. First of all, Yummy,
fantastic.
You're having a great season. It's been a joy getting to know you and fun watching you play each and every game and traveling with you. She's so nice. She's the one of the players that always asks how I'm doing, says hello, has a great smile, and wants to know how things are. And it's terrific to have her on the program. Wish you the best of luck the
Thank
rest
you,
of the
Yummy.
Way, Yummy. Thanks so much for your time. And don't forget, when you open your clothing business, you got Tony right over here.
Hey, Tony.
Fair enough.
All right. Thanks, Yummy. Good luck tomorrow and the rest of the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There she goes, Yummy Morris from the San Diego State women's basketball
team. Great energy.
I told you she was great. Yeah, she's a shining light, and she's even told me that. That's what she wants to be. She wants to walk into a room and kind of light up the room.
And she sounds like she accomplishes that.
She definitely does that. She joined us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today at Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Terrific job there by Yummy Morris. And, you know, we talk about the women's basketball team because I do the games. But, you know, I think it would be great if you could go out and go see them play. They're having a really, really fine season and just sitting I think they're a half game behind UNLV, which is at the top of the conference. The Aztecs are right there behind them. So they're having a great season, and she's one of the reasons why. All right, what's coming up next, Mr. Scraby?
Well, NFL news and notes, it looks like.
Some no-oats.
No-oats. Okay. We got a couple things. I mean, the NFL season is pumping out news. But what if I told you that DeAndre Hopkins might be traded to the Patriots? What would you guys say about that?
Good for him is what I would say.
Right. Well, there is a big catch. And I'll tell you what it is on the other side.
Okay. I can't wait.
3:36 on the clock. It's not in the can.
Tony's never going to say that again.
No, I'm not.
No, I know. I've ruined it.
Man, Chris is offering up your money.
Tony Gwynn Jr. Chris, hello. Matt Scraby.
Did you get a text already from Yummy Morris?
I have not.
Detailing the plans of her future business venture?
I think Yummy is locked in on her finishing up her basketball career first, and then
yes,
maybe I'll get a text from her or a phone call.
Possibly.
We had a little NFL news and notes coming up here, and Scraby, you know, as you can predict, there's going to be some TMZ element to this.
Yeah, whenever I get the task of leading the news and notes, you're going to go all over the place. You're either going to be stuff that's on the field, or you're going to be stuff that's way off the field and has nothing to do with the games that are happening this weekend, and today is no different.
Well, let's get to it.
All right. Let's start with on the field stuff. We've been talking about it all day. Patrick Mahomes says he is, quote, ready to go for the AFC Championship after having a high ankle sprain in the game that he played on Saturday against the Jaguars. And we just heard from Mark Ross. He has always been under the impression that high ankle sprains are a multiple week injury. But apparently Patrick Mahomes
feels
so good.
I don't think he's under the impression.
I think that's
a fact.
That's the fact. So Patrick Mahomes, I don't know how much he's lying. He's probably lying a little bit, but we'll see real quick on Sunday whenever he tries to do
something. Why do you just assume everybody's lying and there's got to be a conspiracy to it?
Why?
Because he left the stadium in a boot and we saw his ankle snap.
Did he leave in a boot?
Okay.
I don't think he left in a boot. I think that was what one of the like newsworthy things was that he did leave in a boot.
No.
The master.
Who left in a boot then?
The master of misinformation.
I read about him. Oh, he's practicing without a boot for the first time.
Did you really read that?
Yes.
That
mean
that he walked Where'd you out read that? I'm
going to
go look.
I'm
going to go look for it while you do NFL
lot.
Notes.
I read a lot.
I don't think you read that.
I did.
This is good radio right here.
We're going to have to come back to this. I'm reading the article. and
You don't see the boot part?
No, I can't find it. It's too long.
All right. Can't find it.
So Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
If he's hurt, Bengals win.
Are you asking me?
No, I'm telling you.
Okay.
What do you? Well, we'll talk about later this week.
Well, he's hurt, then, so the Bengals are going to win, according to you.
Okay, great.
He's definitely hurt. There's no way he's going to be 100. I don't care what he says. I mean, until I see him drop back to pass and then start darting around like he's a gnat. I mean, it's really hard to catch this guy once he starts wisping this way and the other way and then flings a pass sidearm. Until I see that, I'm not going to believe he's 100%, and I don't think he will be.
The challenge is for the Chiefs offensive line to not ever let us know
just how
hurt he is.
Good point. I mean, he's...
That's the challenge.
He played the whole second half against Jacksonville without leaving the pocket one time.
If they can pull up that kind of performance, they'll be all right. I mean,
Andy Reid is a pretty sharp guy. And we've talked about Kyle Shanahan having the ability to design an offense that has, you know, allowed Brock Purdy to be successful. I got to believe Andy Reid can come up with something.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In the course of a week, that can one help the, make Patrick Mahomes successful.
One of the things they did in that second half was they started sliding the pocket. Like they would, he couldn't run, but he can move a little bit to buy himself a little more room. They'd slide the pocket over in different areas. They're going to have to be creative for sure. Because I agree with you, Chris. I don't think he's going to be 100%.
It's hard to believe he will be.
There's almost zero chance he's going to be. Matter of fact, I think there's 100% chance he won't be 100%.
Yeah. 100%.
If that makes any sense.
You know what I was talking to a friend about over the weekend that we haven't really talked about all season long is that his younger brother and his wife have not been
you
an issue.
You haven't talked about it.
Yeah. They have not been an issue
you
all year.
You still found a way to talk about it, though.
Thank goodness they haven't been an issue.
Well, no,
they
I was just
really
giving them credit. I wanted to give them credit.
Why does he get the credit for it? You think so we know he went in there and
no,
was like, hey,
no,
we're
no,
going to
no.
need you guys to be
no,
quiet.
No, because they were Patrick Mahomes' little brother, Jackson, and his wife, Brittany, were very against people calling them out for their actions and their antics and all that
stuff.
Oh,
my gosh. This was always a Matthew Scravey take.
I couldn't stand them.
Yeah, clearly.
I couldn't stand them.
Clearly, we're talking about it on our show. Like, they haven't done anything in a year.
Like, Jackson Mahomes puts out these TikToks where he just sits there and he lip syncs.
Why are
and
you
dance.
On TikTok?
I'm not. But
how
I see
know?
Him on articles that post about him.
Well, you know, they got children now.
You know,
wasn't Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend kind of a
wife.
Pain in the. Oh, his wife?
Yes.
Wasn't she kind of a pain in the back?
According to Scraby.
Well, she sprayed champagne all over the crowd below her when they won the game
right.
last
that's
year.
That's what it was.
I mean,
she sprayed champagne on everybody, whether they wanted to be sprayed
she was
or
like,
not.
I'm not going to say anything because you guys are going to call me the master of misinformation. I can't even make jokes anymore.
No, you're actually correct about that. I do remember that.
Okay.
Just because you're the master of misinformation doesn't mean you can't from time to time
get something right.
Say a truth.
Moving on. So the Buffalo Bills are trying to figure out why their season ended when it did. I'm still kind of stunned that the Bills are not going to be in the Super Bowl this year. I really thought this was their year. But Brandon Bean, their GM, he was asked by a reporter how they're going to catch the Bengals with the wide receivers that they have and with the salary cap. So Brandon Bean kind of... people are saying that he's throwing the Bengals under the bus here. So let's listen in to the Bills GM.
I have a good team. I mean,
they right now are on the advantage of a rookie quarterback contract. And, you know, they had some lean years, and without getting too much into their build, and, you know, I don't want to suck bad enough to have to get Ja'Marr Chase. Like, he's a heck of a talent. I'd love to have him, but you gotta go through some lean years to do that. And, you know, they were able to get Burrow one, and I don't remember where Chase was drafted, but it was pretty high. Like, and those guys are on their rookie deals. We're paying Stephon Diggs a pretty hefty number. We're paying Josh Allen a pretty hefty number. So there is the constraints of the cap, but they have a really good team, and they got some good young players. We're going to try to get as many good players as we can through the draft and through, you know, free agency. But, you know, again, our cap situation is a little different by whoever's under the book. So does that answer the question?
And that's what people are taking offense to. Personally, I didn't hear anything that he said there that would be offensive to the Bengals whatsoever.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything either.
They're saying that...
The part about them having some lean years in there, that's just a fact. Like, they sucked, so they were able to get Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase in back-to-back seasons.
Yeah.
It's a big... And it's not the only reason, but it's a huge reason why the Bengals are as good as they are.
Well, now, we've talked about this before. I mean, any team that has a quarterback under a rookie contract can then spend their cap money to surround that quarterback. And if that quarterback's good enough to be Joe Burrow making rookie salary,
yeah.
I mean, that's incredible.
That's a win.
That's a win. I mean, that's how you win. I mean, you get, you know, it's like the Patriots thing with Tom Brady. I mean, he accepted a lower salary every year so that the Patriots could keep surrounding him with talent. This is a huge benefit for the Bengals, and that's all that this guy was pointing out.
Right, right.
Burrow and Chase, probably their two most dynamic players, are both under rookie salaries. I mean, who else has that?
Yeah, I mean, the reality
maybe
is...
Maybe Jacksonville, which has been drafting first for the last couple of years as well, and look at how well they're doing.
They had to do it different, right? The pick that got the Bills going was... Josh Allen. Allen
and
slid.
And they had to suck.
Right.
They had to suck to get to that point.
Right? They didn't have a
putting
first.
Putting it in his terms.
Right. They didn't have to suck as bad because no. Josh Allen, several teams passed over Josh Allen at that point. But
yeah.
This is kind of how it works. They're doing it a little bit differently. They use the free agent market to bring Stephon Diggs in. That's what's different. But I didn't see anything.
I thought he was pretty accurate in what he said, and I thought
he was thoughtful too when he
and
was.
And even
saying.
Though people are using that sentence with the "I don't want to suck so bad that I have to get Ja'Marr Chase,"
yeah.
trying to make a big deal out of it. I appreciate somebody saying that. I would love it.
How about that?
Just once, if a general manager was asked, "Hey, you got the number one pick next year. What's your feelings?" I wish the general manager one time would say. God, I wish we weren't so bad that we were in position to have the number one pick.
I'm happy with the number one pick, but after this year, I don't want to be back in the number one spot.
That's fine.
I'll take that, too.
Something like that. I mean, these guys sound like they're ecstatic to have the number one pick as a fan of that team, and I think that team this year is the Bears. I'm not ecstatic that I've got the number one pick. That just means I had the worst record in the league. So how am I celebrating that?
Maybe they're trying to find some light at the end of the tunnel.
I guess so.
Yeah, we will. We'll see what happens with all.
Are you
of
paying
that.
Any attention? To anything
I feel
we're
like he. I feel
here?
Like he was.
I was.
I feel like he wasn't.
Sorry, I was.
Yep.
Reading.
Yep. We'll see how it goes.
Okay, that's good, guys.
You guys called me out so good. The reason I wasn't paying attention is because I was reading this DeAndre Hopkins article one more time to make sure I was giving you correct facts.
You didn't want the master call again.
No,
huh?
But I said it before the break. DeAndre Hopkins is rumored to be headed to the Patriots in a trade some point this year or offseason. And he's with the Cardinals right now. He used to play for the Texans, but the only problem with this is that the New England Patriots just hired an offensive coordinator, and they fired Matt Patricia. Matt Patricia is just out of Bill Belichick's inner circle at this point. But that offensive coordinator used to be the Texans head coach and GM Bill O'Brien. And that's why DeAndre Hopkins kind of got moved out of Houston to Arizona. He did not get along. They had a non-existent relationship. And in a an article that just ran on ESPN.com, anonymous NFL executives made predictions, and they said that they believed Hopkins could land in New England even if O'Brien were to return because, quote, they might not be friendly, but they had success together with subpar quarterback play, so maybe it can work. They also said Baltimore is a potential landing spot for DeAndre Hopkins, but DeAndre Hopkins, I would say subpar quarterback. Don't they kind of have a subpar quarterback in New England right now with Mac Jones? I think it's kind of similar to what they had. And he was with Matt Schaub, I guess, in Houston.
I guess Mac
Jones. Still a 99.
He's still Matt Schaub. Well, he was a couple years ago.
That's how he came to my attention. I never really heard of DeAndre Hopkins until you told me he was one of the four 99s in the Madden game.
Chris
and I was like,
furious.
Really?
He was furious.
We must have talked about that for weeks.
Yeah,
I was like, who is this guy and why is he a 99? I've come to discover he's an incredibly talented receiver. You know, I watched him a lot on that Hard Knocks in-season show, and they spent a lot of time around DeAndre Hopkins. I don't know if you guys are aware. His mom is blind.
Yeah.
And it came from a horrible incident where a girlfriend of somebody poured acid on her face, on this lady's face, DeAndre Hopkins' mom, and that's why she's blind. She almost lost her life.
Man.
I mean, it was a horrible, tragedy. And they did a really nice piece on Hopkins and his mom and in the Hard Knocks. And so you get to know him a little bit better. So I was pretty impressed with him. He also said, we had a bad season in part because of me. Because I was the one who got suspended
for the first six games
of the season.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that I put us in that hole. So
I like people taking
it. I tell you what, you know how he came on my radar? It was actually in Hard Knocks, the year he was with the Texans. Gosh, I can't remember the DB for the Redskins. They were kind of going back and forth. And he's a prominent face now on the NFL Network.
The DB?
He was a defensive back for the Redskins. He wore number 2. He went to Virginia Tech. I can't remember his name right now.
Man,
but
you know everything.
You know his height, his weight.
But they got into
his
a talk. They got into like a spat back and forth. And then they lined up against one another. And Hopkins basically almost tore my man's knee up, and that was the first time I was like, oh, this dude's a real deal. He's not messing around.
I can't find the player quick
no,
enough.
I can't either. It'll be interesting to see. To answer this whole thing, though, it'll be interesting to see where he goes. And if Bill O'Brien and he truly don't get along, then
that's D'Angelo Hall.
D'Angelo
Hall. That was his name.
He did play for the Redskins.
He played for the Redskins. Almost lost his knee.
Or the Commanders.
Knee. Oh, excuse me. It was the Redskins at the time.
Yes,
though.
It was.
So
yes,
but
Bill O'Brien. I mean, he
doesn't make a whole lot of sense for him to go to the Patriots if Bill O'Brien doesn't like.
Yeah,
him.
He. Well, no, I don't think it's that.
If I recall correctly, the dislike became because O'Brien was the GM too, wasn't he?
Handling that. Yeah,
he wouldn't give him an extension. That was why I think they stopped liking.
And then
each other.
Were some comments made by O'Brien, and then everything fell apart,
and it spiraled out of that point.
Don't you think? I mean, as an offensive coordinator, you need to have a good relationship with your players on offense.
Here's the thing. He's not the head honcho now. So I think that could play a part in it. And
he's just going to have to fall
in line. When you find out the grass isn't always greener on the other side, maybe you come to kind of some mid-ground there.
Yeah, I hope that DeAndre Hopkins goes to the AFC North because then it would be out of my division and in Chris's division. So Colts head coach search is going on right now. They've interviewed a lot of people. They have also continued to interview interim head coach Jeff Saturday. Jim Irsay.
Oh, you're so happy about this.
Because I called this. I've seen this in Jim Irsay's eyes. That he wanted Jeff Saturday as his head coach. He knew he needed to go through the process.
That was his guy.
And this is his guy. Josina Anderson, CBS Sports NFL Insider, reported today that there are some people who work close to Irsay who are not in favor of Saturday becoming the team's head coach, but he is definitely interested in bringing in Jeff Saturday as the full-time head coach for the Indianapolis Colts. I don't know how you can do that after a 1-7 interim run, but
listen, I defended my man at first. I said, hey, it's interim. He's just trying to fill the spot now. If he actually hires Jeff Saturday after, what was it, 1-7?
1-7 maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that would be a that would
not and qualified. Blowing a 33-0 lead in one of the games.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll bet.
Yeah. He gave up the most, or the biggest, he had the biggest comeback in NFL history against his team. I don't know. Jim Irsay. That's why the Colts stink, is the owner. He needs to get rid of the team. He'll never do it, but he needs to. I feel bad for Colts fans. All right, last one.
Charger fans can identify with what you're saying.
Yes, they can. I feel bad for San Diego Charger fans.
You know, I don't know if you're going to get to this. Are you going to get to Sean Payton at all?
No, but you can go for it.
Well, there's a report out from Sporting News today that Sean Payton may very well just not take any job.
What?
I can go see back to television.
You know what?
I'm just saying it's one report, so it's not coming from multiple places. But I just wonder if Sean Payton looks around the landscape and just doesn't really like what he sees, the opportunities out
what
there.
You know what that makes me believe?
And then he could stay and do it again next that year makes and get just as much money.
That makes me believe he wants that Charger job.
Ah.
That's what that makes me. He wants to tag himself to Mr. Herbert, which isn't a bad idea if you're going to walk into something.
Maybe he'll just wait it out.
I heard on a ESPN podcast, so it's not coming from me or a friend, quote unquote, that the Chargers front office loves Brandon Staley as a person, and they do not want to get rid of him because he's a good person.
Well, they all like him as a person at first. We'll see how much winning and losing
contributes
to that.
But I'll go back on this. This is a fact that I think any Charger person who's followed this team back to San Diego will tell you. There is no way that Dean Spanos will ever pay the price tag for Sean Payton.
$25 million? No way.
He has never paid that for any coach. He's passed on multiple brilliant head coaches to hire less expensive ones. So that would be the only hang up.
I'll just say
going
that
there.
They said
But I think you make some sense too, Tony, that he could be waiting for that one.
They said it couldn't be done in San Diego with the Padres. Just saying. $300 million players later.
Yeah, but we have Peter Seidler, they have
Dean Spanos.
There you have it.
The last story, the NFC Championship between the Eagles and Niners in Philadelphia it's on track to be the NFL's most expensive conference title game ever. According to the search engine TicketIQ, the average price per ticket for the game on Sunday was $2,468 on Monday afternoon.
Where does that get you a seat? Do you know?
I'm assuming it gets you a seat at the top.
Is it the most expensive seat?
If that's that's the average price per ticket. So it's not just a ticket.
$2,500 average ticket.
Yeah, average ticket. So they are saying that about 4,000 or 5,000 tickets are still available for that game. And the 49ers and the Rams last year, they set the record. It was $1,500. So the average price rose $1,000 in 1 year.
Wow.
That's crazy. Too much. I don't know if I would ever
pricing
me
out.
Yeah,
I'm out.
That's all right. I'm going to be at your house videotaping you anyway for the internet feed.
Caught me off guard there.
Here's the number, 833-288-0973. That's, of course, if you want to take on Chris and Chris versus the fan. 4 o'clock hour on the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.